Hello, this is the short summary for the 27th DAF Shir of Project Kutei Torah from Parshas Acharei in Sefer Vayikra. It is the second discourse with the title Ki Bayom Hazeh Yechaper Leichem, which is a verse in the Parsha of Acharei Mos that talks about Yom Kippur. And really the crux of what this discourse discusses is the power of tshuva, how to attain a level of passion for Torah mitzvahs. And to put it short, the discourse analyzes what does it mean to do tshuva. To do tshuva doesn't mean to just be close to Hashem in the physical sense, because we know that Hashem is everywhere, right? So what does it mean? It means being face-to-face. You can be extremely close to someone, but if you're back-to-back, you're not really close to them. You're back-to-back. Being face-to-face means that you have an intimate connection with Hashem. And how do we achieve that? Specifically through doing Torah mitzvahs with a passion and an excitement and joy, and doing Torah mitzvahs not just because we're doing it with coldness and by rote, but rather because we want to do Torah mitzvahs. And that's what tshuva means. And why specifically do we need 10 days of repentance to achieve this teshuva? You'd think that one day would be enough. Or, you know, if you do tshuva, Hashem should forgive you immediately. Why do you have to wait, have this whole 10-day process, and then on Yom Kippur, you have the kapara? Well, the answer is the 10 days of teshuva actually correspond to the 10 powers of the soul, which are the 10 sefirot from chachma, which is wisdom, all the way down to malchus, which is kingship and sovereignty. So the first day of the 10 days of repentance is Rosh Hashanah, which is Chachma, which is essentially what you're doing is on Rosh Hashanah is you are transforming any negativity or arrogance within the realm of wisdom and transforming that into holiness in a sense that it becomes nullified to godliness and holiness. And so too with all of the intellectual soul powers, and then all 7 emotional soul powers until you get down to the last one, which is Malchus, which is Yom Kippur, in which we achieve a complete, what's called bittul, self-nullification to Hashem, in which we completely give ourselves over. And that's why we bow so many times in Yom Kippur. That's why we don't eat or drink on Yom Kippur to really achieve that level of, non-existence, in the sense that we just become completely nullified to Hashem and one with Hashem, just like a king, a subject to the king. And we spoke about this very powerful idea of specifically through combing the hair, so to speak. So I go to the analogy of combing hair is the idea of refining Jewish law and not just not having any confusion in legal processes, just like the hair is compared to the laws. So when the hair is all tangled up, it's all confused. What's the halacha? When we comb the hair, we are coming to clarity from the Gemara to really understand what is the practical Jewish law. And specifically through learning the laws of the Torah and having clarity on that, that's what really gives us a true joy. And specifically, when we recognize that we are, that we are constantly yearning for Hashem, and Hashem is so to speak distant from us, and we want Hashem to reveal Himself to us down here through our Torah mitzvahs, that brings the most greatest joy and pleasure, specifically through that learning of Torah and connecting to Hashem's godly wisdom. I hope you enjoyed the summary. You should have a most wonderful day. And take care.